Let's discuss some of the issues associated with the use of punishment as a behavior modification procedure and some of the objections to its use. There are fundamental philosophical objections to the use of punishment. Applied behavior analysis as a field is bound by a code of ethics that emphasizes using the least restrictive interventions whenever possible. This places punishment procedures low on the list of potential interventions that can be used in behavior change. Additionally, some would argue that the contingent removal of reinforcers, that is negative punishment, or the contingent delivery of aversive stimuli, that is positive punishment, would violate basic human rights and should not be used at all. A more interesting objection to the use of punishment comes from an issue related to controlling variables and functional assessment. Unlike functional reinforcement-based interventions, which seek to alter prevailing environmental contingencies to eliminate sources of reinforcement for problem behavior and to increase a desirable behavior, punishment will suppress behavior regardless of behavioral function. Simply, punishment works whether a behavior is maintained by positive or negative reinforcement, socially mediated or not. However, there are serious ethical considerations that must be taken into account when punishment is considered as part of a treatment plan.